It takes 19 vitamins and minerals with 9 amino acids with the perfect protein to make a perfect cell, right? And I know people are like, what does that mean? Well,
welcome to another episode of Entrepreneurship Exposed, hosted by your guy, Bees, where we talk about everything related to entrepreneurship, but with a twist of business acquisitions. And not only do I have a special guest today, but I also have a weird guest because we got those who are watching this on YouTube, you get to see my puppy who is here. His name is Nakama. It's a Japanese word for friend, long-time friend, etc. So he's going to be right here because otherwise he's going to be screaming and, you know, wanting me to be in my hands. But enough of him. He's off in the background right now. Today, is actually one of my favorite topics other than mergers and acquisitions. And what it is, it's about health and fitness. And we got none other than Miss Rochelle T. Parks herself. Let's go. You got to say the T, y'all. Y'all got to say it with the T.
Got to say the T.
Welcome to the show, Rochelle. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm amazing. I'm fantastic. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Now, everybody knows when they see every episode of Entrepreneurship Exposed, I got on my brand that says, you know, I buy businesses. But no, today I'm in my full workout gear because, you know, I got to come correct. Or, you know, Rochelle going to be like, hey, drop and give me 20 or something. So I got to be ready for that, right?
Got to be ready. Got to stay ready.
Stay ready. If you don't, what is it? Stay ready. You don't got to get ready.
Yeah, that's right.
There we go. Well, Rochelle, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. You're going to help us expose the health and fitness industry today. So tell the people a bit more about you, you know, your background, where you come from, and how you led into where you are today.
Yeah. So I am from Houston, Texas, born and raised, live on the East Coast now. I attended Howard University. That's what brought me to the East Coast. And so that's where I met my husband. And so so we live in the DMV now. Yeah. So here we are. Always had an interest in science and health. And so I did not go to medical school. Okay. The story I tell, I say, I don't wear the white lab coat. I don't prescribe medication, but I'm still in the business of helping people feel better. That desire never left me. And so I've always been that person. You know, before it was just about fitness. You know, I'm in the military. I'm a 30-year military veteran, right? So I did 30 years in the military.
Thank you for your service.
You're very welcome. So I did do that. And so it was fitness at first. So all about fitness. I was the go-to person in the military. You want to get fit? Go see, first it was lieutenant first, then the captain, then it was major, then it was lieutenant colonel. Like, I was that person. And it was a switch along the way. Actually, in 2009, I was pregnant with my third child, and some friends of ours brought a book by our house, and it was called Eat This and Live by Dr. Don Colbert. And it was that book that really opened my eyes to nutrition. And I realized I was really killing my family, honestly. And I said, oh, wow, I got to change. And so that's when the whole nutrition part came into play. Because before, it was all about these guns at first. That was it. It was all about, come on.
Hold up. Here we go. Come on. I got a little something.
It was all about these guns, Bees, until I really, you know, that book just exposed really what I was doing. And it was really killing my family and setting my children up for an early adulthood of disease. And I said, I must change, honestly. And so that was the beginning of really learning about nutrition and learning how to read labels and things like that. And so now, not only was I adding to my performance of my physical fitness, right? Because I was still doing great. But when I changed the fuel that I put in my body, I just took off. I left people in the dust. Like, to this day, true story, to this day, I maintain the highest physical fitness test score in DC National Guard history. I do. Okay. And I did that back in 2016, 2017. I still hold it to this day. And I retired in 2018. So I'm just saying that's the difference food makes on the body. Like, and so when I saw that, now I'm helping people with their physical fitness and their nutrition. So I'm that person in the military. I'm that person at my church. I was over the health ministry at my church. I'm doing biblical nutrition classes, biblical weight loss classes. I was a personal trainer. So that was just me. Always. And then, you know, I don't know. God just had me put me in different circles. You know, I got linked up with Dr. Eric Thomas. And then, you know, I just started getting in these different communities and just started getting expanding because I'm helping more people. But this was the thing that really put me on the map. I don't know if you know this, but on April 5th of 2020, my husband was in diabetic ketoacidosis, right? Meaning DKA, like he was two steps away from being in a diabetic coma. And I believe that God like prepared me for that moment. Like all of my training, everything I had learned prepared me for that moment. I was able to use everything I've learned to really make an accurate assessment that your blood sugars are elevated, get him to the hospital in time. And they were able to stabilize his numbers. But here's the deal. April 5th, he went in. They said he had to make it through the night. He did, by God's grace. He went home April 9th with metformin and insulin. They said, Mr. Parks, you have to take this medication for the rest of your life, okay? Take metformin once a day and stick yourself with insulin four times a day for the rest of your life. Me, I'm like, the devil is a liar. No, no, no. This is type 2 diabetes. I know this is preventable and reversible through nutrition and exercise. And so while my husband was in the hospital, I put together a plan. So I said, listen, I was sending him text messages. Look at this video. Read this. This is what we're going to do when you get home. And Bees, when he came home on April 9th, we immediately implemented the plan that I put together. And we got him off all this medication in 8 days. Wow. April 17th was his last day. Still to this day, has not. We reversed that thing. The doctors were amazed. They said, what is he eating? I just said, God's food. That's it. God's food.
Mother would love this conversation because I'm originally from Jamaica. Right? Okay. And, you know, we believe in a lot of things like that too. It's like, hey, we eat more natural and all of that. And all this processed stuff that's happening in the world is insane. But being able to, you know, have the right food, it can change so much. And she'll just be like, oh, what, you have a stomach ache? Oh, drink some tea. Oh, your head hurt? Here's some leaves. Whatever it is, it's always something for something. And it honestly works. She tells a story of, I can't remember if it was something with her teeth or something with her blood pressure, I think, maybe. And I know that's completely different, but I can't remember which one it is. Mm-hmm. And then how the doctor was amazed. And how did it turn around? I can't understand. And she was like, all I did was eat such and such. And
it's true. It's all the same because the body works the same. I tell people, this is the thing. I call it the cell theory, right? So this is how I explain it. So if you break us down to our most basic unit, we're made up of cells, right? And so cells make up tissues. Tissues make up organs. Organs make up organ systems. Organ systems make up the organism. That's the person, right? So guess what? So that process right there happens like every day, like all until you die, it happens over and over and over. So here's the deal. So this is the thing I tell people. I read this in a book and it just blew my mind. And it was a statement. And this was the statement that it just made everything make sense. And it said,
all right, guys, before we get into the full episode of Entrepreneurship Exposed, I just want to take a moment to thank you all for supporting this channel. This channel means so much to me. You all mean so much to me because this information is the type of things that I wish that I knew when I was like 17 years old, right? We're talking about wealth creation strategies, not plays. Never talking about, hey, we could run this quick play to make some quick money. This is all about sustainable strategies that won't go anywhere. Whatever else you may be doing, this information will supplement it and help you take it to a whole nother level. So what I would love to ask each and every one of you is if you could like, comment, subscribe, turn on the notification bell, do all of that for me. It supports the channel. It helps us to grow, helps us to get this information out to more people so that we could change more lives. So thank you again for supporting. Make sure that whatever you see in here, whatever you learn in here, that you go and execute on it. And then drop a comment and let me know how it went out for you. Hopefully, I'll even see you in the BBI where I teach how to acquire businesses and everything about entrepreneurship. Let's go.
It takes 19 vitamins and minerals with 9 amino acids with the perfect protein to make a perfect cell, right? And I know people are like, what does that mean? Well, if you're missing one nutrient, you're making imperfect cells for 7 days. Mm. And those imperfect cells, they manifest into disease, right? So in essence, Bees, here it is. There's one root cause of disease, and that's malfunctioning of cells. That's it. I don't care, whatever you name, right? It's one root cause of disease. That's malfunction of cells. And then there's two main causes of that: lack of nutrients and exposure to toxins. So then when you go back to that cell theory, right? When I say cells make up tissues, and I go through that whole thing. Well, when I talk about what makes up a perfect cell, I said, if you're missing nutrients, well, how do you get these nutrients? The food you eat. So if you're eating unhealthy food, you're going to have unhealthy cells that'll make unhealthy tissues, that'll make unhealthy organs, unhealthy organ system, and then you will be unhealthy.
Oh, man, you just ruined my whole cheat day, man. listen, Rochelle, I've always been into fitness. I've always been, you know, relatively, you know, good athletic build and such, yeah. A little bit bodybuilding at times when I was younger, yeah. Etc. But I've never ate great because I always was eating. I don't eat bad compared to some people, though.
No, but, I got you.
But I like to enjoy different things. I traveled a lot, so I'd be like, oh, let's see, Leslie talking about he cheats all the time. Because it's true, I do. but you know, I cheat all the time because I work out all the time, right? So I'm like, I'll have a little ice cream here. I had a whole pizza the other day by myself. but I understand that. I know that food is important. You know what they say, abs are made in the kitchen and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, it was like, yeah, but I'm not competing. I don't really care. As long as I'm eating, you know, I eat with moderation and all of that. But the way you broke it down just now is not just a matter of the aesthetic.
That's it's right.
The true health. And that's what's more important. I ain't gonna lie. You know, I know I'm not the best. Most people are like, damn, Bees, I wanna work out with you and blah, blah. But if they knew what I was eating, you know, it would be a whole different story. So now you just messed up my entire plan.
No, here's the thing. I don't want you to be discouraged because I need people to know. First of all, I'm not vegan. I'm not vegetarian. And I don't eat perfect. Okay? That's not it. So the way I describe it, it's like your health bank account. So we're talking about business, right? So you got a financial bank account where you got money in the bank. You make deposits, right, in your money. Because if you write a check, okay, in the bank that you don't have money, that check is going to bounce, okay? You can go bankrupt. Well, you have a health bank account. If you keep making these unhealthy withdrawals and not enough healthy deposits, you will be in the red. You will be bankrupt in your body, okay? And that's in essence what I'm talking about. So I tell people if you're overweight or obese, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you know, type 2 diabetic, digestive issues, low energy, migraine headaches, inflammation, like all these things, you're in the red. Like you're not well in your body, right? So I'm not saying I eat pizza, Bees.
There you go. That's all I wanted to hear. We can start getting on the conversation right there.
You know, I do. But this health bank account, though, I'm a billionaire, okay?
Okay, you know what you just said? I'm very big on technology. I know not everybody is, but I use a lot of technology for health, right? Like, I got Rolexes and other things, but I wear my Apple Watch all the time. And the reason why is because this is actually giving me some feedback. There we go. I love it, right? But this is giving me feedback. I have a Omron wireless blood pressure thing. My Aura ring. Oh, there we go.
Blood sugar, okay? Awareness. I know what it is anytime.
That's the key. It's awareness, actually wanting to know more about your body, right? And it's not just follow the same exact plan that everyone else is following. You tend to look, if you look more into your specific body chemistry and makeup, it'll lean you in, hey, you need more of this. So now you can start eating more of that or something along those lines. But it's unique to everybody, and understanding your full body chemistry, I believe that's extremely important. You know, I use all of this technology. I'm not even going to say it's 100% accurate, but I use it all as gauges for myself. Okay, if I have an Apple Watch, it may tell me I took 10,000 steps today, but my Fitbit might say it was actually 9,000. I don't care. I just keep the one that it keeps me accountable and keeps me ready to go.
That's right.
Man.
That's right. But, no, I'm with you 100%. Yep.
Okay, but then that leads me to the biggest question.
Okay.
I got a bunch for you, but the biggest one is I did not get to the level I am right now in health until I got to a certain level in business. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason for that is because it's costly. to, you know, like, mind you, I have not eaten at McDonald's for years, but you can go get a $5 meal, or you got to spend $20 to get all the greens and everything that I need for the same meal. And it's like the U.S. or maybe the world, it's just terrible that, you know, healthy is out of reach for so many people in so many ways. How do you help people address that? What do you say to them to address it when they're like, yo, I can't afford it. Trying to get this healthy and get that is just way more than, you know, if I just didn't do it. What do you say about that?
You know what? We have to put it all in perspective, please. Okay? Mm-hmm. When we put things in perspective and you start looking at what you're wearing on your body, okay? Mm-hmm. Because see, it says where your heart is, your treasure will be there also. Like, you have to see what's important to you, right? And so I'm not saying that healthy food is not overly expensive. I know I go and I want to get some organic, you know, chicken breast. It's going to be way more than regular. I get it. But I say, you're going to pay now or pay later.
There you go.
You know, you're going to pay now or pay later, right?
Put that up on the screen, y'all. Type it up and make sure that pops up, because that is the key right there. That's not just in your health. It's also in your knowledge.
That's right.
It's also in every aspect of your life. You're going to pay now or you're going to pay later.
That's right.
You know, my family has a history of, the men in my family have a history of prostate cancer. Mm. And prostate cancer is treatable, right?
Yeah.
But like my father, you know, is a Jamaican hard-headed mindset of the older generation, you know, is like, hey, well, first of all, he didn't want to do nothing. Nobody going to touch nothing there and blah, blah, blah. So he was like, nah, I ain't doing that. But he died from something that's true. Mm. You know what I mean? And it's like, there was that concept of pay now or pay later is something that I preached to my family for the longest. My brother, he used to, in Jamaica, everybody was smoking cigarettes in the 90s like crazy. I'm talking about, I don't know how I escaped without doing it myself, right? Because I just thought it smelled bad. But they were smoking cigarettes nonstop, drinking liquor nonstop. I couldn't get my brother or anybody to really work out or nothing like that. And it's always been, okay, now you got kids. Are you going to be there for the kids later on?
Right.
If you don't pay now and make things happen now, it's going to cause problems later. So I love that you said that, because I believe that should be enough for people to, you know, really make a change. But I still don't see them doing it.
Well, because they don't, nobody thinks it's going to happen to them. You see, everybody thinks they have time. So you talk about that. Look, I've lost both of my parents and three brothers. I was the baby of eight. Okay. Yeah, I had five brothers and two sisters. Now I got two brothers and two sisters, right? I've lost three brothers and both my parents. So all preventable stuff. All reversible stuff. Like literally. You understand? So that's part of my passion. That's part of why I'm helping people. That's why I say, whether you like it or not, I don't care. I can, I will, I must walk alongside you and help you to achieve optimal health, because I know this is what God has called me to do. This is my assignment.
Listen, you're inspiring me today. Not outside, because even what you're saying, you know that I talk about business acquisitions. And I, you know, when people hear what I do, they go insane. That's amazing. How are you doing that? I'm buying, acquiring businesses, cash flowing businesses, multi-million dollar businesses, and most of the time I'm doing it with no money coming out of my pocket, right? The way I structure the deal, I'm able to get a multi-million dollar business by putting debt in the business, doing something called a leverage buyout. But when I talk about it, because I got so excited, I love it, I'm passionate about it, like you just said, everybody's like, wow, it's amazing. But then nobody does it. And I'm like, yo, this is a way for, especially the Black community, it's the way for us to close the wealth gap. The largest wealth transfer in history is happening right now with the baby boomers retiring and they don't have any succession plan and they don't know what to do with their business. And we could just swoop in and take it and structure the deal in a way that we didn't have to come up with money out of our pocket to take it. But then they still don't. So when you're sitting here saying that it doesn't matter, I don't care if they want to listen to me. God told me that I should, this is my purpose is to help people. That's inspiring me, because most people, you know, it's hard for them to break that mentality and be like, yo, what? You're telling me I could buy a business? How am I going to do that? I think it's too complicated for me. And it's not. And that's why I saw somebody in the chat said something about, Patricia Cameron said, yes, keep it in perspective. for generational health, pay now. But overall, perspective is the key thing, right? You have to look at it from a different angle. It's like most people go to college 3, 4, 5, 6 years, and they're broke during that time, and they stick it through for the opportunity to maybe make a middle class income. But if they start a business or acquire a business, and 1 year or a couple months is not going that good, they're like, ah, that's giving up.
They give up. I know.
So I love it. You're inspiring me just from the things that you're saying across the board, and of course on the health side. Because now, okay, here goes my next question. Because the other aspect of healthy eating for me, what deterred me from it back in the day, one, I had a good metabolism, and I was like, oh, I'm fine. But which is wrong, and that's not the only way to look at it. Perspective again.
Yeah.
Two, I am terrible at, and will never get good at, like, I don't even know if I'm saying the right term, but counting macros and.
I don't do it.
That's what I was looking forward to hear, because it's not about that. It's about eating healthy.
Right. I've never ever. I don't count calories, macros, micros. Don't ask me if that's what you're looking for. I ain't the one. Okay. I ain't doing it. That's crazy. All that fatty stuff. That's not, like, you're not going to do that for the rest of your life. I'm not weighing no food. I'm not doing that. Like, that's crazy.
I understand people competing and they get on a program. That's fine. Whatever.
Look, I did some competitive bodybuilding too, and we didn't weigh food then. We didn't.
Really?
Lots of protein, you know, whatever. I did back in 2000. I got some hardware, okay? Won some competition, so I did some stuff. But we didn't, even my trainer, we weren't counting calories then. We just never believed in it. I was like, no, we didn't use no, about the only supplement I use, they don't even use it anymore, is Exenatrin. During my fat burning phase, I used Exenatrin when it was legal, okay? When people weren't abusing it, I used it. But other than that, I was branched chain amino acids, you know, protein, water, okay? There was none of this other stuff people were using. And so we were all natural.
See, we exposing the health and fitness industry right now, because those are two concepts already that you just debunk for people. And you know, eating, you still cheat. We don't even call it cheating. You just eat.
I don't call it cheating. That's lifestyle.
This lifestyle. Lifestyle.
That's not cheating. We don't use those terms. That's not a cheat. Because when you cheat, you think you're doing something wrong.
If
I got $1 million in the bank, I can go buy some for, you know, $100,000. That's not bad.
Yeah.
But if I got $100 in the bank and I'm trying to write a check for $200, now you're wrong. So that's what I'm saying. So you know where you are. You know where your health bank account is. Like, you know, you don't need no cookies right now. If you suffering with inflammation, cookies not what you need right now.
There you go. So I mentioned this quote to you, and I want to mention it again now for everybody to hear. And it's one of my favorite quotes for as long as I can remember. We often sacrifice our health in order to achieve our wealth, but then we have to spend our wealth in order to get back our health, right? And that is a problem. That's why I tell people, as an entrepreneur, as an investor, I focus on, you know, like when I'm in the gym every day, it's not because I just want to look sexy. It ain't nothing like that. It's literally, and it's not even so much because, I just want to make sure my body is feeling good. Even before that, it's about my mind. That's actually my, like, meditation time. That's my, you know, decompressing. It really helps your mental. And I would not be able to do and deal with all the stress that I have, not just as a father and as, you know, a family man, but as an entrepreneur and investor. I wouldn't be able to deal with all the stress that comes with it. If my mind wasn't right and my mind wasn't healthy, and that comes along with my body being healthy. So it's like a triumvirate. It's your body, your mind, and your money, right? I actually have a whole series called the BMF.
Okay.
Money, right?
Okay.
But one of the things that I want to ask you about, this is slightly going away from food though, but as I've gotten older, I realized the most important thing to me right now is recovery. And I was not getting enough sleep. I was always a night owl. And then I got the Aura ring, which I don't have on my finger at this moment, but the Aura ring helped me by tracking my sleep, and it just gave me good insight. Hey, your heart rate has been elevated the last 2 days. You may need a little bit more time for recovery and blah, blah, blah. Do you go that far as well when it comes to like sleep and just measuring everything that you do?
Yeah, I do. And this is not an Apple Watch, it's just a Fitbit, right? But I'm big on checking my sleep. Okay, that's why I love the Fitbit. Apple Watch, I don't know if it gives you your sleep.
Yes, it does. Don't
sleep score, your sleep score. I like looking at my sleep score, but I also looking at my heart rate, right? Yes. So same thing, if I'm not getting adequate sleep, I see my numbers are a little elevated. You know, normally my heart rate averages about 51, 52, like that's where I am. And I start creeping to 56, 57. I'm like, okay, I'm looking at my sleep, you know, like my sleep, what am I eating? And so when you talked about, I do go as deep as that, right? But when you talked about your mind, what I first thought about is that this is what I tell my folks that I coach. I said, do you understand? Like, you can't even deal with stress properly without having the proper nutrients. You see, so a lot of times now exercise does make a difference, right? It does, because that helps relieve anxiety, depression, things like that. You get these endorphins, but people don't understand that food is the foundation. Like, you need, when you start to eat clean, eat God's food, it's like you can think clear. It's like you get mental clarity. So yeah, most people walk around with fog brain, and that's because they're eating trash. They're eating trash. But when you clear that thing out, people say, they're like, Coach Ro, they call me Coach Ro Beast. Okay. They be like, Coach Ro.
I see in the chat, everybody talking about Coach Ro.
That's what they call me, right? And I didn't even, I've never told anybody to call me that. That's just what people call me. But they said, Coach Ro, this sounds crazy, but I feel like I can think better. I said, and you can. You can. When you clear out the junk and you start, it's like everything just opens up, and it's like you have space and you can really think. And yeah, so, but exercise is absolutely a factor as well. But no, that's good. I exercise every day. I feel off when I don't.
Yes, same here. And when you first listen, everyone listening out there, if you're not exercising, when you first start off, you're going to feel like, oh, I'm tired. Or tired after the workout too. Like, oh my God, it drained me. But you just keep pushing, and then you're going to hit that moment where you cross over the threshold. And now it's like, oh, I'm energized after the workout.
That's right.
It's like, if I don't go, it's like, damn, no, man, I don't feel right.
That's right.
Everything.
Yeah. I tell people, it's never been a time. Now I'm 2 days away from being fit. I'll be 53 on Wednesday. There's never been a time where I did not want to exercise and did it anyway and felt worse.
Yes.
There's never been a time, okay? I always feel better. Even when I didn't feel like doing it, I always, so that I remember that. I'm like, okay, as much as you don't feel like it, you know you're going to feel better. You know you're going to feel better after, so I just do it.
Mindset, mentality, and perspective, y'all. That is important. Okay, so let's take a little shift now.
Okay.
So we're talking about the need of it. We're talking about it from a personal perspective. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about it from an entrepreneur's perspective.
Okay.
How would you say somebody would get into, you know, a lot of times people are trying to figure out what to do as an entrepreneur. I don't want to work for nobody anymore. I want to be an entrepreneur. I just don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. If someone had that passion and that expertise in the fitness industry, how would you best suggest them make it into a business?
Someone told me the best way to show somebody you can help them is helping people. So you got to start helping people, right? Mm-hmm. So before I even, when I thought this was something I wanted to do, because I started out with personal training first, I said, I got to start helping people. People need to know I can help them. So this is what I did. I went to my church, okay? And I said, you know what? I'm gonna give a free exercise class. I did it for 2.5 years. I gave a free class 1 day a week, 2.5 years. So I had to show people I can help you. So by the time I left there, and I said, now I'm about to start charging, people say, I'm going with you. I'll pay, because I've already helped them. 2.5 years I did it. Now, I'm not saying a person has to do it for 2.5 years. I'm just saying that's the route I took. You know, because a wise man once said, the best way to show somebody you can help them is to help them.
Help them. Yep. There we go. I love it.
So start helping people.
And you would say helping, like, in basically in a trainer, whether it's nutritional training.
You mentioned fitness. So if it is a personal trainer, then start, you know, helping some people, start doing some classes. You know, I mean, we're out of COVID, people in person now. So maybe you can train people. People can do it virtual too, right? I mean, I've trained virtually. I've done both. So people just want help. Listen, I'm certified health coach trainer. Nobody's ever asked me what my credentials are. They just want results.
Yeah.
Nobody ever asks me where you certified with. They just, when you can help people, you can get them results. They just want help.
And okay. When you're walking around with the guns out all the time,
I mean, these don't hurt, don't be.
Let's go. You must have like a whole wardrobe of sleeveless shirts and just walk around. I saw that the moment we came on. I was like, well, damn, okay. Let's go.
I used to be very self-conscious about my arms, right? But listen, this is a selling point. Before I open my mouth, people say, okay, she looks like she knows what she's talking about. She looks like she knows what she's talking about. So it's a gift, you know, so I'm not ashamed. This is God's blessing.
Definitely. Hey,
I work for these. I get these out of no Cracker Jack box I work for.
That's right. Leslie just said that's how she walk around right now. That's my wife right there. She, yeah, same
hi, Leslie.
She, same thing. She, you know, for years I've been I'm gonna call her out now. Since you want to talk stuff, Les, I'm gonna call you out now.
Yeah.
Because for years I've been telling her to work out and to get into fitness, and she was like, I don't know if I'm gonna do all of that and all this type of stuff for years, and then it must have been a friend that told her to do it, and then all of a sudden now she in it and trying to, and she's taking it to like a whole level beyond me now. And I'm like, well, damn, I've been telling you for years.
That's right. That's right. That's how we do it. Like, though, please don't be hate. That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
The kids getting on her too, because they like, every time you walk past a mirror, mine, you're like, oh wait, look, is that my abs? Do y'all see that? But hey, be proud of what we achieve, and you know, if anything, to be boasting about definitely your health like that. So, you
absolutely,
know.
Absolutely. No, you speaking of my spouse in here too. That's the Holy Coder. That's my husband. You see him in there. That's my husband, Michael Hart. He's the one that was almost, you know, a blessed memory, you know. And so, praise God, he's healthy and alive. And you know, I didn't lose my husband, our kids didn't lose their father. And so, we're just blessed. And so, we're just taking that message and that system and just helping people all across the country and many parts of the world, honestly.
Awesome. Team, put that fun fact back up real quick. So we got a fun fact up on the screen in a second. Let's see if we get it back up. Team, let's get that same one back up again. There we go. So I remember when you mentioned this earlier, and you know, it's that means something big if the people in the military who are all supposed to be physical and, you know, fit, and you are at the top of that pack. That is a very big achievement. I didn't want to just brush past it real quick, so I just had to call that out again, because, you know, kudos to you for that. That definitely is a testament to your work ethic and your passion for fitness overall.
Yeah, they actually gave me the trophy. They won the trophy like a statue, if you will, at my retirement ceremony. They made it official and, you know, awarded me the thing and gave me the recognition, because it was crazy, because, you know, all the younger people, because when I retired I was 48 years old, and so all these young men, you know, that's like, they're just like, they couldn't get it, you know. And I'm like, that's because you're eating trash, you know. I'm 93 octane, okay? I'm like, it ain't about pushing this weight. They want to know, ma'am, how much can you it's not about bench pressing. It's not about pound for pound. I'm the champ.
There you go.
Pound for pound.
Pound for pound. That's every pound in your body, every ounce of your body down to the cellular level.
That's like, it. Pound for pound. I'm the champ. So they couldn't hang and they couldn't understand. I'm like, one day you'll get it.
I love it. Okay. It's time that we got to, because we've already been doing it, but it's time that we got to pop.
Okay, come on.
The fitness industry, right? We're going to make it succinct. So people understand, what would you say is the top pro, opportunity, and problem when it comes to the health and fitness industry? Whether you're talking about just from a personal health and fitness or from a business perspective as an entrepreneur in the health and fitness industry.
Oh, the first thing that comes to mind, the top pro, and especially when you think about entrepreneurship, is that sky's the limit. There is no cap on the amount of money you can make, because so many people are sick. It's all around us, okay? That's like a funeral home will never go out of business, okay?
Yeah, I was just about to mention that.
You see? So people are sick, right? So I control how much money I want to make. You see, one of my mentors, Myron Golden, just says, make more offers. I control, okay? I can be offering all day and just get people to purchase. So that's the pro. Whatever money you want to make, you can make, you know, especially if you know your craft. If you know your craft. So that's the pro. And what was the opportunity?
Opportunities that are coming up or already exist right now. Like, hey, you really want to jump in right now.
Oh, wow. It all revolves around sickness. I mean, like, so we're coming off the summer, okay, where people just went haywire. So they're going into the fall. They need help right now, okay? It's like a cycle. You know, they at the beginning of the year, you know, they're going to do it. And at the beginning of the summer, you know, they were trying to get fit, right, for the summer. And then they ate trash all summer. Now they're looking to do something again. You know what I mean? So it's a cycle.
It just keeps going.
It keeps going.
I'll add to that though. Uh-huh. Post COVID, I feel like now more people are more interested in their health. More.
Absolutely.
So that's a huge opportunity because if you're going to do it from a business perspective, people are more willing and more able and more whatever it may be. They're putting it as a priority.
Absolutely, because they've lost. You know, pretty much everybody's been affected. You know. And I'm sure that played a part. And when this thing happened with my husband, and then we were presented to the people, and they were like, "Oh, everybody was scared." I'm like, "I need help." And right, and so it's still people are still. It's not publicized, but people still dying. People still getting COVID. Okay. We're still getting casualties, right? So it's opportune time. To me, it all goes back to your craft. If you know your craft, if you got receipts, right? It's gonna help if you got some receipts out there already. Okay. If you look the part. Okay, because real talk, I've had people approach me years ago and want to train me, but I'm looking at them, I'm like, but you don't look like you can train me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not looking like you can train. Like, I'm not really, and they could have had the best information, but that what I see, you see? So look the part, get yourself together, right? And then go out there and start helping people. But I think this is opportune time. Why? Because everywhere I look, these people are sick. I don't care what room I go into, whether it's at a conference, the church, the grocery store, a mastermind group. I don't care. Wherever you are, 3/4 of the people will be overweight or obese.
Wow. This is true, especially in the United States.
Yeah. And so, like, that's like, I mean, we've normalized sickness. So everybody got high blood pressure and they think that's normal. That ain't normal.
They think it's normal. It's insanity.
It's not normal.
And it's society and the I don't know what to say, because when I travel to like Europe and I get a meal and the portions is so nice, it's perfect. But then when I'm in America and you get a meal, it's like, damn, what the hell? like really? Who's supposed to eat all of this? Why they got restaurants you go to where they give challenges like, hey, if you could eat this manhole cover size burger in 5 minutes, then you get it for free. Why would I want to do that?
Exactly. But that's just the tells you the mentality of the people. Like, that's where we are. Like, the more, it's like, no, it's too much.
So, okay, the most important aspect now, if you do want to do this, getting into the industry as a businessman, as a businesswoman, you know, entrepreneur, what about the problems? What are the things that they got to look out for in order to, you know?
Oh, man. People are fickle.
Ain't that the truth?
People are fickle. I mean, they could be with you today, not with you, you know, tomorrow. People are fickle. I think you got to have thick skin. You have to have a stick to itness. So a lot of times people, they try something. Like you said, it doesn't work. They quit. Mm-hmm. So you got to know that, like, what is your why? You know, and whatever your why is, then you go off. That's why I say, whether you like it or not, I don't care. Like, I can, I will, I mustn't. So thick skin, you know, people are fickle. Don't everybody's not on your side. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody doesn't even want to see you win.
Yeah.
You see?
True, unfortunately.
You see, everybody doesn't want to see you win. So these, you gotta, you know, develop your tribe, whoever your tribe, your inner circle, you know, you have to have, you know, your infrastructure. Like, there are things you need to be able to maneuver in these uncharted waters, right? Because it, you know, their minds and things like that. And you just have to be able to, you know, for me, I just allow the Holy Spirit to lead me, you know what I mean? And even in who I have on my team, because everybody's not with Coach Rowe. I get it. Everybody's mm-hmm. not for Coach Rowe. Everybody doesn't want to see me win. So I would say the con is, you know, recognizing that everybody's not on your side. You know what I mean? But I think that the sooner you realize that and accept that and don't allow that to deter you, like if this is something you desire to do, it doesn't matter. I tell my people, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter. I tell my people that every day, it doesn't matter what it looks like. I know that this is what I'm supposed to do. So I keep marching forward.
There we go. And I'll, first of all, you have an amazing tribe too, because you're saying that, but I see everybody in the chat, like engagement. I love it. And I see Valerie Baltimore just said, Big Farm, let's put that back up on the screen again.
Yeah. It
says Big Farm wants us on medication to make their money. That is a huge thing right there. Mm-hmm. A huge thing. And what I want to say with that is it's a matter of societal constraints. Mm. I told you I'm from Jamaica, and in Jamaica, you know, we're taught things like credit is bad, debt is bad. Mm. We're taught that, you know, there's the whole joke back in the day, maybe still now, that they would say that Jamaicans have like a whole lot of jobs, right? And mm-hmm. It was the truth. I had family and friends that had like 2, 3, 4, 5 jobs at the same time, but yet they were still broke. Mm. They were still working check to check, living check to check. So that couldn't be the answer to success. They're like, yeah, just work hard, get more jobs, and you know, you'll be, succeed. That can't mm-hmm. be the answer if I see people doing it and they not succeeding in where they want to be.
Exactly. Right?
So that being able to break the constraints of things that are your family, your neighborhood, and in general, your culture, all of that. Because in the Black American culture, you know, when they say soul food. Like soul food, I would have thought it would be great. Is that something for your soul?
No.
Terrible things that, you know, really messing with our futures. And
yeah.
So you got to break those constraints in order to ask the question. Like, I like when you said the why. And you said the why went all the way down to the cellular level and to the food level. You got to ask those questions. Well, why? What do you mean? What's the name? Trump paid $700 in taxes over X amount of years. How? How do you do that? Don't get mad at it. Find out how he did it. If it's legal and everything is right, then I want to do it too.
That's right.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Even though everybody was up in arms, oh my God, it's terrible. How can you do that? No, wait a minute. I need to know more. Mm-hmm. Challenge everything. Ask questions. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, Ms. Parks.
Yes.
If you could help people even more through acquiring a business, what type of business do you think you'd want to acquire? I'm putting you on the spot.
One that I'm doing now, you know, I don't see myself doing anything other than what I'm doing now. Like the hands on, that doesn't mean I couldn't own other businesses, whatever, but my passion, okay, is this, helping people to achieve optimal health. So I would want to have more of this because this is the need, right? This is where we're hurting. We're dying every day. We're not dying every day because we don't have money. We're dying every day because we don't have health.
Yep.
Right. So this is the true need for the people. So my belief is that health is wealth.
100%. Right?
Health is wealth. And so my husband just said a marketing company. Yeah, that would be good. A marketing company. Come on, that's great.
I see you. we gotta get him on here too.
To put me out here more, you know, so that more people can know. Because I've been underground. I'm like Harriet Tubman. I've been underground. Okay.
That's me too. Like,
I've been underground. I promise you. But now I'm just now coming out. And people, I feel like Diana Ross. I'm coming out. You know what I mean? That's what I feel like. That's right. But I've been underground, on the, you know, and I promise you, and I feel like her too. I said, and I could have freed a whole lot more if they knew they were slaves, okay? I'm underground. But there people don't, I did a my Instagram just this morning. Just this morning, I was on my Peloton and I did a video. I said, this is funny to me. It boggles my brain how people will be sick and they pray to God for help. And I pop up on their feed. I'm here. I'm right under your nose. And you don't grab a hold.
Yes. Yes.
I'm right here, freeing the people. That's why I say I could have freed a whole lot more if they knew they were slaves.
If they knew they were slaves. That is, oh man, again, you inspired me because I think we spoke about that before we came on live a second ago. We was, you know, that whole thing of with what I do with the acquisitions and trying to say, hey, there's a huge wealth gap in this country. And here's an actual way to create true wealth. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, yeah, I need to find a way to create wealth. Well, here it is. And it's not something new. It's not something I made up. It's been going on for generations in other communities. Mm-hmm. Here it is. And yet they still don't know that they say it, like you said. So I love that. I love that.
Okay. They think they okay. They've normalized sickness.
That movie, The Matrix, that is it right there. There's people who, they what do they call it? Willful ignorance or something like that. Like,
yeah.
They would rather just be like, nah, I'd rather just be here and not have to deal with that outside of the Matrix. The Matrix is fine for me. I know that the Matrix is telling me what an orange tastes like, and maybe this ain't even what it really tastes like, but I don't care. I'm fine in here. But nah, we gotta seek more knowledge.
Gotta seek more knowledge. That's it, bro.
Yeah. So, Rochelle, I got a gift for you. Right? I got maybe two.
I like gifts.
Let's see. Team, let's see if we can get one of the first gifts on the screen. Ooh, what do we got here? Okay. An athletic training facility. So they're asking $1.9 million. Now, don't worry about numbers, bro, right? Coach Ro, don't worry about numbers because we got ways to get these things done. They asking 1.9, grossing 2.6. It's in Maryland. It's been open since 1980. And they keep about 580 in profit, 580,000 in profit each year. Coach Ro, would this help your mission to help people if you had a, from the physical side now, obviously we know about food and knowledge, but also in the training side. Would this help your mission in any way?
It would help a mission. Mm-hmm. And I say that, and hear what I'm saying, because even what, like the folks that I coach right now, mm-hmm. when I tell you, like, personal training is not even a part of it because food is so huge. Like, I'm not training. Mm-hmm. I just have my people to walk. I know people think I'm out here. That's not, you can ask any of my people. They don't. I said, you can go to my YouTube channel. You can go to my YouTube. I got lots of HIIT workouts because when I tell you this right here, I'm not saying it's not a good thing, but this is, people get lost in here, right? They feel like they can outwork a bad diet.
Yeah.
And it's all about, now if you had showed me something, but it was, you know, but I haven't seen what I do out there yet. I have not seen it.
Okay. So
I'm not saying this ain't good, but I'm just telling you, this ain't me, bro. Like, so here's my vision. I want if I'm gonna have something, it's not a gym. It's something that will encompass all of it. Like, you know, the fitness, the nutrition, you know, like it's mind, body, and spirit for me.
There we go.
It's the whole person. This right here is just the physical person. That's all this is. And I know a lot of sick people who look great.
Ooh. That, we got to cut that little clip out when you just said that, because that is powerful. I know a lot of sick people who look great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. So let's try the other gift, because I'm trying to find things.
This is what else.
We're going to keep looking to find one that encompasses everything. This is a little bit different. This is probably right? Because this is a state-of-the-art health spa. So they're focused on multiple things in there, different types of services. But, you know, it's a lot of some of it is beauty related, but it's health overall. And you could incorporate more of what you're teaching and practicing within it. But I feel I might be able to find something better after this conversation and knowing you more. I had to go with a leap because I was like, okay, I know she talks about this, so maybe these would be interesting, but yeah. I might find something better for you.
And even on this, I'm going to tell you right off the break, I'm very particular about what I put on my skin. Right? Like your skin is your largest organ. Right? Yes. Like 60% of what you put on your skin goes directly into your bloodstream. Yes. So you'll never catch Coach Rowe in Bath and Body Works. Counter lotions and topical stuff. I don't do it.
You just ruined some people's lives just now when they heard that. Bath and Body Works, y'all.
I'm just saying, you're smelling good, but you're dying.
Ooh. Okay, we keeping it real today. So y'all better not ignore this. Focus. Okay, all right, so let's take this gift down. Put the gift down. Now, what I'm going to do for you, Coach Rowe, is I'm going to find something, now that I know more about really what you're passionate about, I'm going to find something for you, right? Because there's so many businesses for sale. And remember, it doesn't matter about the numbers because there's ways that you can acquire a business without any money out of your pocket if you just structure the deal right. Mm-hmm. So we're going to find something for you. We're going to send it to you. You can take it on your own, or if you ever want help from me on how to acquire a business that way, we'll take care of it for you. But now, team, make sure you take notes. And we're going to get Coach Rowe a gift, a proper gift for her, within the next 10 days. I think
I'm here for it, bro. Bring it.
Here's my question to you, though. What if it's not in Maryland? Because I was trying to keep it constrained to your area. You okay? All right. There we go. I'm gonna keep it on the East Coast. Okay.
We're entrepreneurs. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all good. Like, and we've always been that way since day one. We've been married 29 years. That's always been our mindset. Always.
Nice. I love it, man. This has been an amazing combo. So, Coach Rowe, I have a challenge that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Right? The challenge is called the $1 trillion Table Challenge. Right. Okay. Now, at the end of this decade, I want to sit in a room at a table, especially with people that look like us, but we have $1 trillion AUM, assets under management, collectively, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the more that I talk to you, the more I want to modify this a little bit and something with the health to be involved in it, right? Because that asset under management is our own body as well. Right, mm-hmm. So I'm gonna figure out how to twist this a little bit so that it includes the health. We healthy with $1 trillion assets under management. Mm-hmm. Will you be at that table with us?
If it's right.
There we go. If it's right.
If it's right. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the table is. I can't make a commitment to something I don't know. You know, but if it's right, you know what I'm saying?
Right. It's all about us improving ourselves, our physical health. Our mental health, our financial health, absolutely. All of that together.
Oh, that sounds great.
There we go. I love hearing that. It's more and more, it's important for this message to get out for everybody. And also, I want to give you a quick, you mentioned a couple books that I wrote down as well. And I want to give you one. It's one of my favorite books. It's called Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun? It's a story of Reginald Lewis, who is the first black billionaire in America, but most of us don't even know his name. He passed in the 90s, but he left a legacy that's unbelievable. He's the Jackie Robinson of business, right? And he's how I learned about acquiring businesses with leverage buyouts, right? And even though these things have existed in front of us for the longest, it wasn't until somebody that looked like me said it and it made me realize, like, yo, hold up, we can do this. Yeah. Right. So that's what created my passion of letting other people know about it as well. And I hope you get a chance to read that book.
I wrote it down. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. For sure.
Coach Rowe, I just realized I had like maybe 10 more questions, but I saw the time. I was like, damn, we just going in and having fun on this one. but I'm going to respect the time and, you know, just tell everybody how is the best way to reach you, to connect with you. How should people reach out?
We'll put it in the notes. So on Instagram, Rochelle T. Parks. I tell people, if you know my name, you know how to reach out, right? Like my name, I'm Rochelle T. Parks on Instagram, Rochelle T. Parks on Facebook, YouTube, Rochelle T. Parks, TikTok, Rochelle T. Parks. My website is RochelleTParks.com. You know, that's it. I'm my name. My name is my brand. That's why you can't forget the T, B.
Can't forget the T. It's can't forget the T. I love it. Well, we definitely gonna put that in the description so everybody can reach out to you. Do you have any final words that you want to tell everybody today? Anything to impart on everyone?
Wow. Yeah, I would say that I need you to know, like, whatever you're feeling today, like whatever it is. I mean, some people are dealing with diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, inflammation, debilitating menstrual cycles. Look, erectile dysfunction, migraine, headaches. It doesn't matter. I need you to know that food is the foundation to achieving optimal health. Like whatever it is, like food will fix it. God's food, because that's all I've done. That's all I've done. And I've helped people in all those categories, okay? Reverse their chronic illness with God's food. No pills, powders, or potions, just God's food. So I just say, be encouraged. And if you need help, reach out. I can help you.
I love it. What's the name of like your program or something like that?
So I have Sweet Surrender. I have my year-long program, Sugar Ain't Sweet Elite. You see, Sugar Ain't Sweet. That's the okay. Sugar Ain't Sweet Elite is my year-long program, but I have a 12-week program, Sweet Surrender, and it's helping people reverse their chronic conditions, you know, and it's been amazing. So many testimonies. So I have people here that are from either. Some people Sweet Surrender, some people Sugar Ain't Sweet Elite. But it's just been amazing. It's been a blessing to people. When you've been told that you're going to, like my husband, you're going to be on medication for the rest of your life and you get off in 2 weeks or a week or 5 days, you know, it's just like, how is this possible? But that's the power of God's food.
Definitely. Am I still allowed to drink some milkshakes though? Is that okay?
Once you can drink some milkshakes.
All right, please. I mean, that's just my one, you know, little vice right there. I need my ice cream, my milkshake. So just on the page. Sugar ain't sweet. But
sugar ain't sweet. So I will say I do have a free masterclass. So it's sasmasterclass.com. Okay. They can go to sasmasterclass.com. You know, that's for sugar ain't sweet. sasmasterclass.com. And they could register. It's free, but this is the type of gems that I give out to help the people.
Awesome. I think I'm going to be in there next, so look out for me, because, you know, I'm going to have to suck it up. As long as I can eat my ice cream, I'm okay.
You have ice cream. It's a lifestyle.
There we go. Lifestyle. Let's go. Rochelle T. Parks, thank you so much, Coach Rowe, for dropping these gems, for pouring into people, for caring about people, to even pour into them like that. Man, and for inspiring me today in multiple ways. So thank you so much. It's a pleasure having you on here. Hopefully we do it again sometime soon.
Absolutely. Anytime. Hit me up.
Let's go. All right, everybody. Thank you. So Coach Rowe has helped us expose the health and fitness industry. And now, what are you going to do about it? That's the question. You going to sit there and just take this knowledge, this information, and then go back to your regular schedule of life? Or are you going to change your life and live a long life? God's Coach Rowe. Let's go. So we'll see y'all on the next episode of Entrepreneurship Exposed, where we expose everything related to entrepreneurship with a twist of business acquisitions and health. I'm going to add that to the catchphrase with the health as well, right? Thanks, Coach Rowe. Thanks, everybody. See y'all on the next episode.
Bye-bye.